This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 368 for Wednesday, April 27th. ICE Canada futures are climbing upward on Wednesday, with a number of contracts hitting new highs following a policy flip-flop by the Indonesian government. The May canola contract jumped $17.70 at $1,218.60 per ton. July contract gains $14 at $1,208.80 per ton. And new crop November rises $4.80 at $1,112.60. After stating on Monday that crude palm oil will be excluded from Indonesia's ban on palm oil exports, the government today reversed course to include CPO along with refined palm oil. The Indonesia government says it's trying to get control over rising domestic food prices. Along with that spike in Malaysian palm oil, there are sharp upswings in the Chicago soy complex. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is lower. Small gains in global crude oil prices are providing some support for edible oils. While Stats Canada's projection for 20.9 million planted acres of canola is still having a bullish effect on the market, an analyst stresses that it's likely to change in the coming months. He says it's common for Stats Canada to revise its forecasts to be more in line with market expectations. While spring planting is underway in parts of Alberta, the eastern prairies might not get rolling until mid-May, especially southern Manitoba. A third Colorado low is forecast to bring more rain to the province over the weekend. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 78.02 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.14. The United States Northern Plains are forecast to get rain over the next 7 days, with South Dakota expected to get up to 5 inches. There are to be lesser amounts in the neighboring states. The Energy Information Administration says ethanol production for the week ending April 22nd was 963,000 barrels per day, up 1.7% from the previous week. Ethanol stocks are down 1.5% at 23.97 million barrels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The July contract jumps 21 cents at $16.93 per bushel. July soy oil spikes 2.28 cents at 84.72 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $4 at $441 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger as well on Wednesday, as the July contract increases 11 cents at $8.12 per bushel. Chicago oats are down hard again, as the July contract gives up 28 cents at $6.66. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago July is down 4 cents at $10.91. Kansas City July loses 10.5 cents at $11.54. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July advances 7 cents at $11.95. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 27th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.